Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Kilroy. Molotov cocktails, I brought a match. Let Blaine Griffith tweet about that.
Yeah,
I'll never burn down my neighborhood, no. But downtown Cleveland, police really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial, see the horseshoe. Yeah. Me and my posse bound to come through. We'll make like our brothers in Cairo.
Brothers.
And Stash Mayor Jackson through the front door. Tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on his peace of life. Guardian angels, their pastor angel, gave cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Months after, they killed Tim and Melissa. I got your ear.
You better listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW. Got me down to at the food. Top shot. 137 times. They get this. 137 rhymes. Tim, Melissa, Tanisha, Samir. That bullshit gon' end this year.
We will.
Alright.
Music to look by. Music to ride by. Down dirty music. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. Down dirty music.
We call it homicide. The government go inside. A whole time go inside. Got you stuck in the gap. And you trying to get out. My liberty was my freedom, my destiny was to try. And nobody know what's going on, cause everybody's tired. So we cut those perfect. See it as a perfect time for you short that line. Look how the game designed, but it ain't a mystery or not a day. Tell who's surprised. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut the cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts and more cats and gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat. Hey, so you ran to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention break the play style. And I know we about to break the space style. Politician, you can't hang out.
No.
Government officials do anything to get their name high. It's no doubt. Legacy, my blackout sound. The sheriff, they can't stop. Yes.
We will.
All right.
Music to look by. Music to ride by. Down dirty music. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. The set of fire by. Down dirty music. Music to ride by, sound dirty music. The set of fire by, sound dirty music. The set of fire by.
And of course, welcome once again to none other than the New Year's edition. Happy New Year's, happy end of Kwanzaa. Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 1. Wow, time sure flies when you're having fun. And that M period, A period, N period is an acronym abbreviation for music, activism, and news. Wow. For those who are listening online, blogtalkradio.com and EMAX Radio, feel free to do what the 216-804 phone number, 216-609 phone number has done. You can call in directly at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number one, I have three quick ones for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, press one to call back. Let me give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and ENT. Well, okay, in music and entertainment. But anyway, I'm going to start off with number 10 all the way back to number 1. Number 10 debuting, CSU's Poetry Slam. More on that later on. Number 9, moving up, Emax. Number 8, moving up, Black Odyssey. Number 7, re-debut, Solomon Kane, a.k.a. Eric Magnus. Number 6, moving up, Fatty Banks. Number 5, re-debuting on new episode coming up of Black on Black Crime, Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later on. Number 4, Black House Sounds. Newspaper? Video shoot? Whoa, more on these things later on. Number 3, debut at the Browns 2.0 Parade. More on that in just a little while. Number, that's in the number 3 rank. And number 2, the debut. Hey, look, New Year's in Cleveland, Ohio. You had things happening at Jackson and Racino. Public Square had free skating. You had hip-hop events, parties, all kind of other club scenes, too, no matter what your taste was for New Year's. Number 1 debuting, a whole lot of Kwanzaa events. More on that in just a little while. I am going to, before I go to the first phone call, we have a few people on the line now. I want to let people know that if you choose, you can check us out at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. That happens Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 off Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1, the number 37, the number 28 buses do pass by. I want to also say, anybody want to send in any music or anything like that, you can hit us up at emaxxradio@gmail.com and also voiceofradio.com. Well, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show airs on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You might want to check us out because tomorrow Black House Sounds will be in the house. A lot of new music. Might be some video footage for a few things going on and upcoming. So with that being said, we're about to take a trip to 216-804. That's 216-804. How you doing out there? How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
And you know, I was thinking about our country, and still I see that our president still wants to build a wall. You know, and I heard, was listening today and heard that some of the millions of refugees are coming to our country, let's say, you could say, through Texas. You know, now why would you want Mexico to pay for a wall if they enter our country through Texas? Why not let Texas build, fund that wall?
I hear you.
Yes, it's a lot going on about the wall, that wall, and then you don't know how much the wall will cost. I'm sure you can block the view of people. It may have to have. I'm telling you, better rethink that because I don't see it and I don't get it.
Because
they still going to climb that wall and get under it in some way. You and I know that. Because
I
don't care what kind of wall you build, there would be some who was thinking, you know, how to get over that wall, around it, or under it, or whatever.
Mm.
So but that is true. Let Texas fund the wall.
I like the idea. We're going to do our best to get that movement started. Texas, you all fund that wall. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you anytime. And I'm waiting to hear all the wonderful things that you all have been doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, some of the things we've been doing, you know, I got to talk about that parade soon. But before I do, I just want to say it was an honor to be at a couple of the Kwanzas. I wasn't even sure if I'd be involved in any or anything like that because that hadn't happened. I usually go to get a reaffirmation. But I'm going to start off and thank Natalie Fitton, who included, well, at the Ujamaa Cooperative Economics the past Friday at the Glenville Rec Center, where you, of course, started off with lifting every voice and singing. Some of the people that we heard from, okay, there was a speaker like Lavelle Thomas, Ancestor, so Journey of Truth was done by Natalie Fitton. The dancer, AJ the Kid, keynote speaker from the Carl Stokes Brigade, Genevieve Mitchell, rapper by the name of King Truff, and a singer named Kalia Love. I think she's with Go Get 'Em ENT. Headline act was Black House Sounds, which was a beautiful thing. Closing remarks was Natalie Fitton, Tammy Kennedy, and also there was like Larry Robinson of the legendary jazz poets. You also had Reverend Pinckney, Miss Moon with the E, Nerve DJs, News Channel 5 had been there throughout the day, TV 20 Public Service had been there throughout the day, excellent dinner, wrap, snacks, honey buns, beverage. Iced Out Productions was also there. And before I do anything else, I would also like to say that while I'm thinking of it, you know, while I'm thinking of it, Kwanzaa Spirit of Nia, which meant purpose in association with True Vine Baptist Church at 711 East 105, that was the past Saturday. And it was nice that Black House Sounds got a chance to open with not one, not two, but three songs. Poet by the name of Lady Sun, Reverend Pinckney spoke, Fozzie, Linda Thomas, had culture drummers, had an excellent drum circle. A. Harris Brown that I met, he's an actor, a host in entertainment. He spoke on the importance of historic black colleges, myths and reality. Pastor Lamont, Tammy Kennedy. You also had reggae music from Roz, Matungi, and Earth Force. And, you know, unless I show up late, you know, if I'm early and I talk to people and I help set up an event, I might leave early, but sometimes I might choose to leave at the end, especially if it's still a lot of things happening, because if I'm not there, then how can I represent Black on Black Crime Incorporated or Black House Sounds? I mean, how would I be able to say, hey, why don't you all feel free to come through to a Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop or Black House Sounds open mic if I don't show up to events, or at least respect those events? Yeah, those things wouldn't happen, and we wouldn't have a lot of the respect that we do at different events. But it's all by getting out there, setting that example, and doing what it is we're supposed to do. Before I do anything else or go to a phone caller, I am going to go to this 216-609. They're probably upset because I've been talking about Kwanzaa's, but 216-609, what's on your mind?
Happy New Year to everyone that's on this wonderful program tonight, as we call the Sheriff Show. This is Joe Legacy from Black House Sound, the founder.
Okay.
I just wanted to call in, and I just wanted to say to everyone that's listening throughout 2017, if you supported Black House Sound in any shape, way, or form, if you just said to your loved ones, you know, I know them brothers, you know, I mean, even if you hated on them, said, you know, they need to give it up, but you spoke about it, I'm loving that. Any type of publicity is good publicity, but I don't really go with that real belief. But I just wanted to touch bases on the Kwanzaa's, because throughout history of my knowledge of me living in Cleveland, I haven't saw no local rap artist really do that. And the young brother that rapped that day, like I say, I take my hat off to that young man, because he doing the same thing Black House Sound is doing, is trying to be a voice to all this garbage that's put out there. But you know what? In 2018, I have a new way of thinking about the music that I agree to, because not too long ago, 4 or 5, maybe 5 years ago, I was on the same level and felt that that was a way. So I cannot forget where I come from. And as I say through a few songs, I was lost. And what I mean by lost is the way I was living, I felt that life was real. But when you start doing some research on your favorite artists and you see what it took for them to get there, then you come up with your own way of questioning and this and that. And that's what changed me per se, personally, over to being a conscious rapper. But like I say, everyone in 2017 that showed love to Black House Sound, came to our open mics, just spoke of our name. I just want to say thank you. We really appreciate you. We're going to work even harder this year. This year we're going to try to get more younger folks out in the forefront. And at the same time, we're going to stay in the forefront because, like I say, what we doing is hard. It's like if you ask Martin Luther King or Malcolm X when they first started doing what they was doing, is it easy? I mean, just imagine what them people would have told you, especially both of them, because just think about it, rocks, bullets, your own people in your own camp trying to overthrow you because they want the shine. You see, it ain't just about making it or sounding real good with this music or this and that. It's even about jealousy with the ones within you, you know, that's with you. And people, they complain when they with you. You got to deal with all that. You got to be like administrator. So, with all that being said, I don't want to take up all the time from everybody else. But if you're doing music, keep doing what you're doing. Black House Sound, we make real Cleveland music. And I know we make real Cleveland music because the ones that support us, they make us know it every time. Thank you. I'm out.
Thank you so much. I can appreciate that powerful message. And before I go to the 216-712 phone number, I would be it would be really, really wrong of me if I didn't take the time and let people know what they can do and how they can catch some things, such as if you were to go to Facebook and go to Black House Sounds Open Mic. How about if you also went there and checked out on Facebook Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R period, and then you can also look up that name, Joseph Motley Jr., on YouTube. How about Champagne Bang on Facebook or the official Hurricane Bang Facebook page? And before I go to the 216-712 phone number, I want to at least take the time and say, because it's kind of important, on a lighter note, well, I don't know how light this is, but this is fun news for right now. Coach Hugh Jackson, you know, the coach of the 0-16 Browns this year, you know, last year after our 1-15 record, he promised we wouldn't go 1-15 this year, and he was right. This year, he went 0-16. Now, he said if he went like 1-15 or 0-15 or 0-14 at the time or something like that, that he would jump in Lake Erie during a cold day. And the good news, he says he's going to jump. But he also made an interesting statement about this year. He said, I don't think anybody else could have done this job. Hugh Jackson, coach of the Browns. I think someone else could have done your job, coach. A coach by the name of Rod Marinelli, who 9 years ago coached the Detroit Lions to an 0-16 record. Man in the street, hell, I could have coached the Browns to a 0-16 record. Now, I'm glad a person of color, a black man, has a job. I really am. But if I go in on my new job, let's say I started Taco Bell's. Let's say I go start at Taco Bell's. And I make a chalupa, one chalupa right, but I burn 15 chalupas. Let's say it happens on a Monday, and then I come back tomorrow, Tuesday, and I burn all 16 chalupas. I'm fired because I'm costing the company product. And fans, a.k.a. customers of Taco Bell, they won't come back. So the Browns organization, if they won't fire the coach because the product hasn't driven the fans away, maybe you do need a parade to embarrass ownership nationwide. I mean, everybody across the nation is talking about it. And folks, maybe if you all hold off on season tickets, if you go and buy bootleg items like merchandise, team merch, not from the team stores of the NFL.com, but, you know, if you go to Saeed's store or in the parking lot somewhere and they're selling those T-shirts and stuff, get them there. Why? Because then he'd be fired, or they would get the right working mechanisms to make sure it's done. If he says, I don't need an offensive coordinator, like he has done, they'll say, oh, yes, you do, and make him have one. The team will be run right. Then again, hey, I want my people of color to work. But darn it, if you're burning all the chalupas, no. I mean, this is weird arrogance. I mean, the last Browns parade joke, which, you know what happened at First Energy Stadium, East 9th Street, but Coach Hugh Jackson said maybe 2 weeks ago, he said it despite having an 0-15 record at the time. Yeah, so I say, yeah, right after he lost the last one. He said he sees no signs of quit in the Cleveland Browns. Yep, guess that's true. It looks like they quit last year at the 1-15 mark, and they never tried anymore to have a fight. You know, I look at the parade, some people are upset with it, but I'm going to tell you something. For those of you who do not realize it, that 2.0 parade is an act of, are you ready? It's an act of activism, grassroots community organizing. These people looked and said, I'm not happy with this so-and-so product, so we want to embarrass the darn ownership into doing what's right and making changes. And that's what true activism is all about. I'm almost afraid to go to the 216-712 phone line because they're probably going to be mad at me about talking about a parade. But 216-712, you're on live, and Happy New Year's. How are you? 216-712, going once, going twice, going thrice. Hey, I appreciate you because, hey, that's one of the rules. If you are not sure that you can speak, if you're watching something on TV, if you just want to hear what's happening, you might be at work, hey, you don't have to hang up. You'll go right back on hold, and if you decide to speak on something later on, you definitely can. As a matter of fact, once again, before I go and play this one, I think that would be a good one for me to at least play right now because I feel like, you know, we might need something fun in our life, so to speak. So we've had so much frustration, a lot of frustration recently. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop, and we don't have to be frustrated in Cleveland anymore on a Sunday. Fatty Bank. Be right back.
I wrestle with antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshing it. Went to the church for where my intellect could get rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting your itch.
I'm gonna carry in this whole vibe. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you, I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul. I want everybody to know.
To cast out demons, love is the mission. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound, lay your burden down. I know you can find this love.
I'm gonna tarry in this hope I found. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you, I am so free. I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul. I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday. I found love on a Sunday. I
And, of course, welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. This is the New Year's episode. I'm trying to keep it light. It's not working all the time. I just wanted to say one more time that for those who may not be thinking like this, I just wanted to tell people, hey, look, while I have to say it, the person who came up with the idea, Chris McNeil, for that Perfect Caesar parade, he said that, hey, let's face it, if the Browns do that, it's of parades a fun afternoon while protesting in, like, ownership and protesting the front office and saying the fans aren't happy, the fans aren't satisfied. So the way I look at it, and for those people who complain or get upset and all of that stuff, my thing is, hey, if the Browns didn't want that type of parade, if they didn't want it to happen, they would have won a game. You know, if you know something's coming on the horizon, they were warned. They saw it back on the horizon about 6 weeks ago. Win one for the Gipper. If not, hey, I'm still telling people, leave those team shops and all of that stuff alone for right now. Go secondhand. Go to the thrift store. Buy your merchandise there until they start listening to you. Before I go to the 216-209 phone call, because I know they're probably a little bit upset that I had something negative to say about the Cleveland Browns organization, but I do want to take the time and say that, you know, last week we did have something happen where a Channel 19 reporter and cameraman, they were robbed at 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, which is kind of early, but they were reporting a news story on East 99th, Glenville. So it was close to St. Clair's, had to be. Now, three teens with masks took cell phones, I guess cash, purse, wallet, who knows, but they just took stuff. So Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report asked Black on Black Crime Incorporated, as well as Man in the Street and others who's benefited from media coverage in the inner city to come out to support it, you know, at a 19 activist prayer rally at Channel 19. WKYC-TV News covered it, the Imperial Women's Coalition, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Black Man's Army, Black Stallions, Doreen Burtz and her radio team of WERE 1490 AM. They have a Saturday afternoon program, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And we felt we all had a story to tell about media stories, you know, the media stories where media coverage was important and impacted our neighborhood. You know, Man in the Street, I chose the 137 shots. Murder atrocity coverage, and the interviews as well as the Imperial Avenue Memorial cleanup last year when Cleveland dropped the ball, as well as Pastor Jimmy Gates and Bishop Ward not being responsible and having money raised to honor the 11 queens who were murdered. Actually, there was money raised. We just don't know what the hell they did with it. Now, our pact was to say media is off limits. No matter what, the community will look out. And why? Because what if media says we can't cover, I'll throw it out there, a Black House Sounds open mic, or possibly come into the inner city and interview Black Odyssey about having a black business? Or what about not covering politics, crime, what positive things we're doing? And what if the media was to decide to not come cover us and say, well, due to safety reasons, why don't you all come down to our station and talk about it, or to the far west side, or to the Heights area, or right downtown in Public Square? Now, if you say, get your own black media, we have it, but it applies to protecting them as well. We have to demand that all media is off limits, from ClevelandUrbanNews.com, 44112News.com, anything like that can happen. And then it causes for misrepresentation. So now I'll go to the 216-209 phone number, who will probably tell me, oh, man, the media deserves whatever they get for coming into the hood. Or they'll tell me that, you know something, you're wrong. The Browns did everything in their power to win. I'm going to 216-209. I'm ready for the New Year's criticism to begin. How you doing out there?
Oh, Brother Al, I can never criticize for what you're doing. You know, I just want to say, if it wasn't for the media, a lot of things we wouldn't be able to see or witness firsthand. And that's one thing that I am thankful for, is to have media and media source, because I come from a time where you had to look at the media, and we experienced whether it was great triumph or tragedy through what we call media. You know what I'm saying? Before it became cell phone this, I got this information here, cell phone that, and before Google became and WikiLeaks and all those people became a source of information, media was number one.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So I know what that's about. As far as the, man, the bride.
Oh, man. I got no man.
And I want to say this too, because I see two sides of everything.
Oh, right, I'm ready.
One side is professionals. Nobody wakes up every day saying that I want to lose. Nobody does. They're professionals. The problem is, you got to understand they're young and they're young men. And a lot of times, when you got a lot of really young men, you know what I'm saying? They lack discipline because the veterans that was there and the veterans that were there, I should say, they had somewhat discipline, but they were brought up in a system where it was like a lot of young men were around them. So it was a culture, a young system where not much discipline. And, you know, poor Hugh Jackson, because... It's like,
I'm sorry.
He has a college team. That's what he has. He has a young but older college team.
Right.
And he has to deal with that. So, you know, it is what it is.
True.
Detroit came. They turned around after our 0-16 season, and wish them well. I want to see them win. It's not that I want to see these guys lose. So,
right.
Black Odyssey. This is John from Black Odyssey. Shout out to Black House Sounds, yourself.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Shout out to Goldie as well. Got some more footage just coming up in the 2018, getting started real early, trying
All right.
to keep things going. And, you know, I just pray and hope that everybody has a peaceful and successful and healthy 2018 going forward. Just know that, you know, when the years land with the number 8, it's a beautiful thing because you can look at it as a good thing for success, affinity of success. So 8 is a good number. So you're a good person. You've been doing good things. So good things is about to come back around for you. So God bless everybody and have a great night. And I am listening to the rest of the program. And I hope everybody have a wonderful and gracious new year as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. May you like what you hear. And
I sure will.
No problem. Because one thing I can say, Black House Sounds does a lot of excellent music. I love to hear Black Odyssey music. And I have something on deck because, for me, the song that I plan on playing for Black Odyssey, wow, it underscores a lot of things that needs to happen. Before I go to the 216-205 phone number, I do want to get maybe a couple of things out of the way, small, easy things to handle. I want to let people know that so far tomorrow, the McGregor Home, 14900 Private Drive in East Cleveland, 44112 at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, there will be a swearing-in ceremony for East Cleveland's Ward 3 City Councilman. I'm just putting it out there for Ernest L. Smith. Please show up to support him. He's a man who's taking care of his son. For those who may not realize it, there's a reason why you see his son with him in a lot of different places. Grassroots community organizer pushing Oppressed People's Nation, the Oppressed People's Nation People's Community Center as well, and working to better East Cleveland via now the legislative branch. And as a Ward 3 advisor, I'm thankful. I just want to let people know to please feel free to have us there to at least support the brother. Even though my radio show is tomorrow, close to the time frame, what's your excuse? Because I'm going to do my best to make it. And also, on a different note, rest in peace, rest in heaven. December 27, 2017, we lost Brother Dwayne Browder. He's an unsung activist, community activist, and organizer for over 40 years, former CMHA commissioner, Muni League football legend, always fought hard for that, after everything. Boxing coach, father figure to hundreds, Lonnie Burton, rec center, after the homicides of Leonard Pinson and Brandon Davis. He organized a peace summit in 2005, yeah, gangs, and supported it, and it lasted for 18 months without a serious violation. 2015, Cleveland named a football field next to Lonnie Burton's rec center after Dwayne Browder. And while battling serious issues health-wise up until the present time, if he was sick and in bed, he would still check on the progress of programs, and he would even call to still check on those who were ill. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And before I do anything else, at least take the time to say thank you to the community. It was the Euclid Community Action Team that has dealt with police brutality issues such as Luke Stewart's death by police and Richard Hubbard III's MMA UFC beatdown in the past July. Man in the Street, Black Lives Matter, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims, a Tragedy, Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Lawyers Foundation, Hug Lady, and more. They were there, as well as at least a couple of media news outlets that covered everything. And in August, side note, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., he has suggested that I write a track based on me being around some of what happened, which you can check out on YouTube, on his Facebook page or YouTube, All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. It will feature myself. It'll be on the CMHA project that's coming out. Let me go to 216-205. He's probably upset right now with me because I talked about doing any type of legislative work or talking about any activist who may have passed. So I know I might be redundant. So I'll go to the 216-205 and take the criticism. 216-205, how you doing out there?
What's going on? What's going on there, son? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Doing fine. This is the DSE Immortal Music, known as DJ Dollar Rock or Down Solid. How you doing there, everybody? What's going on?
Wait a minute. Before we do anything else, let's get this straight. Because this Saturday, there's a Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 187 from 1:45 to 6 p.m. So people can leave the Browns Parade. Come to East 22nd, 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136, where you can enter from Chester Euclid Avenue. It's free. You can bring people, radio edits, rap, R&B, poetry, dance, gospel, 1008 Visions, Hip Hop Workshop News, East Side's Power Ciphers. Cypher that will be going on. Let's see. King Swisher, Tennis, Miss Curvy, Elite, Lifetime, National Beauty Queen will be our guest as we try to have a 2.0 Brown season, part two, after party. Does that mean that you will be the live DJ doing that?
Yes, sir. Yes, I will.
Man.
Fresh in the flesh.
You'll be the live DJ. Man. Tell me what it's like to at least be doing hip-hop now, because a lot of people have so many different arguments and everything like that, and they'll say that, man, nobody really cares about this, that, or the other. So tell me what keeps you going, because you've had, like,
what?
Decades in this.
Yes, well, what keeps me going every day is that, first of all, I don't try to be like everybody else. Just because I see... They didn't change the music format over to some pink turntables. Don't mean I'm going to go over to some pink turntables or even some battery operated turntables just because that someone in the industry says this is what you should do. Me, I'm kind of like the radical kind of guy. You know, I'm one of them hard-headed kind of guys. I still deal with the Technique 1200s. I still deal with the Newmark CDXs. I'm still dealing with the Newmark HDXs. I'm still dealing with the Denon SC3900 turntables with the spinning platters.
What?
I'm still dealing with vinyl. As a matter of fact, I just picked up some vinyl last week.
What?
That I can't
wait. If we come there to this hip-hop workshop and put it out there, if they show up at East 22nd, 1899, Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136, let's say they enter from Chester or Euclid this coming Saturday, will you be there scratching, mixing, blending, and doing turntablism?
Yes, I will. We'll be doing that to the extreme, under extreme conditions.
Goodness. Will you be also producing and making tracks right there live?
Right there on the fly?
Ooh.
Faster than Ableton Live.
Man, I'm glad you said what you did because I appreciate the fact that you're saying that instead of you letting the media and everybody else tell you this is what's going on now in the industry. In other words, you're your own person making and following the rules that you create and feel comfortable with. So that's why you're keeping your own identity. Is that what you're telling folks?
Oh, yeah. And matter of fact, to this day, I am still making cassette recordings for people, for cassettes. Now, how about that, for?
You know, Tom, I'm going to say that I can tell my business stuff, but I was blessed with this Encore technology that I listen to music via, you know, CD and all of that. But it has, I'm just thankful. I was thankful for that as a birthday gift because it has two cassette players in it. So as a result, I had to go out and get, yes, sir. So I can appreciate what you're saying. So I'm going to ask you if you could do me one favor. Because it's very important.
Yes, what you need, sir?
I need you to tell people who have serious inquiries how they can get a hold of Down South Entertainment for not only, I'll say, production, but for serious inquiries, a DJ who can come in and play all types of music at an event.
Yep. For that inquiry, that number, matter of fact, it's that platinum number because that's the only number that you're ever going to need. It's area code 216-205-2586. That's area code 216-205-2586. If you want it done correctly, if you want a DJ that's going to come in and spin the music, look good, sound good, very friendly with the people, and get things done right without any type of breakdowns and things like that, you can hit that number. And then Facebook, you can hit the like.
All right. Man, I appreciate that. My brother in everything, mentor, I have something else that I'll be dealing with that has a lot to do with you that you'll appreciate. But as you hold the line, I just want to say I thank you very much for not being selfish and stingy with knowledge. And what people don't know, I expect within the next 60 days, they will be hearing a top-notch album. I have not heard anybody do that since back in the day with people like Joe Cooley and a couple of others. But to have a DJ who actually produces, who actually mixes and blends, and who can also rap. I'm just saying. Y'all better watch out. Thank you very much from Down Solid Entertainment's own DJ Dollar Rock. I appreciate you.
It's my pleasure, sir, and thank you very much.
No problem. See, y'all thought I was kidding a couple of times before when I brought that name up, thanked him for the nice tribute that he done for Mama Porter, especially on Christmas Day. But the reason that I wanted to, you never know how anybody's going to do something. So So there's this thing called, this newspaper called the East Side News. Puts out a couple of thousand copies, serving Larchmere, Woodland, Shaker Square, Buckeye, Woodland, Mount Pleasant, Lee and Avalon, Harvard, Lee Miles, Union, University Circle, Warrensville Heights, Villages of North Randall, Highland Hills, City of East Cleveland. In there, I was asked to write an article. Now, I named the article A Year in Review from Black on Black Crime Incorporated. I'm not going to go into everything on there, but I'm going to say that some of the things that I wrote about was just to let people know that been in the forefront of the civil rights movement and fighting for social justice for over 40 years, and that, hey, I just basically speaking become the president of the organization 2 years ago. Now, the organization's at least mission statement is to help draw attention to the issue of crime and violence in Greater Cleveland and to help make our community safer by providing positive alternatives for young people and by assisting whoever asks for our help to the best of our abilities. We're committed to doing that through its cooperative efforts with community and to organize and obtain a better quality of life and to create an educational environment which will lead citizens to address issues that affect their lives. Now, I'm not going to go over everything, but I just wanted to say that dealing with certain things, at least in our community, such as doing more court watches, we'll be dealing with that in future episodes with the sad case of what happened to Sheila McFarlane. But I did want to throw out three paragraphs of certain things that are being done. I started at the bottom paragraph where it says the hip-hop workshop, which is held every first Saturday at Cleveland State University, 1899, main classroom building, yada, yada, yada. And it does list somebody featuring DJ Dollar Rock. So, and it tells you some phone numbers and stuff like that. Cool. Then above there, we talk about, you know, every other Friday, you have that Black House Sound open mic where families are invited to attend with host Mr. Powers. It gives all that information. And then at the top of that, the Black Man Army man-to-man program, which definitely meets on the first and third Thursday. We have one coming up this coming Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. And for information, you can definitely call and check with certain people. We know that Joseph Motley Jr., he is one of the main ones who does oversee that program because it's young people that you're dealing with, and it's a very, very great thing. As a matter of fact, it is located at none other than 154 15 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. Tony Masaccio, yeah, so Tony Masaccio, thank you, Tony Masaccio of WERE 1490 AM Flashpoint. He'll be speaking, and also, you will definitely, it comes through from this coming 6 to 8 p.m., bring out your young men. It's something to do and something that I'm very proud of. So I just wanted to throw some of those things out there at you. And before I do anything else, we've been able to talk about quite a few things, get rid of quite a few things in conversation, which I'm thankful for. And without further ado, from some of the things that's going on, I might as well put in something from Black Odyssey, Keep Praying. That definitely fits everything.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city.
steady, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. Real shit, though. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
You know, since I never really got around to it, I would like to say that at least for those who always wonder what might happen at a hip-hop workshop, well, at our last one, you had Mama Porter, you had Robert G. Morse over B.B. Well, it's a bunch of those B's, but you know, Silver B, the legend. You also had Black House Sounds. Ah, but we did have Dot, legendary name there, Lavelle Thomas, Angelique Patton, Carl Powers III, Team New Life, Big Stone the Butcher, at least you had the 1008 Vision president there as well, alongside Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, DJ Dollar Rock, and you had Twiggy, Deborah, Suave, Gotti, Larry G., Larry Gardner from Headlines and Headaches on Voice and Radio, MC Derek. You had like Daryl Rogers, Christian, Clyde, Najiri, Ali, Aziz, William, Twan Billings, Anna Redding. You definitely had I'm a Superwoman Radio in the house. You had a Red Queen Radio. You also had Prester Pickett from the Black Studies Department, Major Taps, Almighty Effects, and many, many more, including the Deaf DJ. And it was nice because you had that one, Ward 3 City Councilman, Ernest L. Smith, who at least spoke about his history, what led up to him in his position. You had, like I said, radio on-air personalities, a Red Queen Radio, I'm a Superwoman Radio Network with the two Spin Awards, VoiceOfRadio.com's Headline and Headaches, and on top of it, you had white and Middle Eastern students who heard what DJ Dollar Rock was playing and came inside. We also dealt with Deshaun Perkins passing. And like I say, it was nice that at least when I go back and think about it, when Ernest L. Smith, East Cleveland councilman, in January of 2017, he asked me for my advice, should he accept the Ward 3 City Council appointment from current Mayor Brandon King? And I told him, if Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson had come to me to appoint me for Cleveland City Council, I would have taken it. I would have still worked for the rights of the people and the interest. And once I'm sworn in, if it's to protect, then I'm going to bring everybody from the streets in with me and let them know what's going on against the mayor. Because if I turn it down, the status quo might pick a yes man or woman to take that position that will really put their foot on their neck. So when Ernest L. Smith took that advice and named, asked me to be a Ward 3 advisor because of our work, you know, it's not how you get a job, it's what the hell you do with it. Because a lot of people have gotten jobs and they didn't work for the health, interest, or rights of the people. And that's what just effed the whole freaking game up. Also, this coming up week at our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, our thing is we're going to at least ask for in the name of Bashidi, 7-year-old, critically, there was a 7-year-old critically wounded child who was shot in the middle of a big shootout off of Lakeshore. You had a murdered 12-year-old, Bashidi, off of 116th and Buckeye, and then 20-year-old Cameron, who was murdered off of Gray Area, off of Superior. And if, basically speaking, we had put out a press release asking everybody from churches to police and others to basically speaking, think about putting out all of that excessive gunfire that, you know, we would like to do things to at least lower the murder rate by 25% throughout the year, starting there. Now, you might ask and say, wait a minute, what good is that? Well, let's face it. It all starts around 11:30 p.m. on a December 31st, when early gunfire usually erupts, followed by multiple gunshots of many caliber weapons at midnight, sometimes all the way until 1 a.m. on New Year's Eve. So it's not unusual that the areas with the most gunfire have the high significant homicide rate. I mean, there are neighborhoods where many victims are gunned down. Many of them are young and so assailants. Stray bullets have no eyes. They've wounded and killed many innocent people. And so we just wanted to throw out there that, yeah, stray bullets might start flying in a joyous celebration, but sometimes it can quickly become pain when a stray bullet kills. So with that being said, we've used the 20 years to monitor the amount of gunfire. And New Year's Eve and our sufficient data shows that the less gunfire on New Year's Eve, the homicide rate starts to go down. So with that being said, we'll push forward on that discussion further on this week, and that will be done this coming Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue. As a matter of fact, 44110, why wouldn't I want to at least live with this particular track right now? If I do come back on, it's just to say a little something. But I want to throw this one out there because it's about what's going on this Saturday. Another message. Oh,
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip-hop
workshop.
You know what I'm saying? Network style. I'm trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. I'm on a different channel, and two we work. Got Motley spitting verses, and two we work. Motley music surface, look like no commercial. Show when they claim my boo was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest be going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. Yeah, opening up the doors. So Cleveland hip-hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? You don't support Cleveland artists in which you're so concerned for. None of you want to try it, just show people become a third boy. Hip-hop workshop, it be that hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how it be that hip-hop workshop, it be that hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the page. We work out.
Easy neighborhood, ping pong, and chess house. That's where the hip hop workshop started out. Design of a decade. 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, popping Willie in his wheelchair. After Real, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josso. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect and Thoroughbred. It's time to go back into rhyme. Back to the future. Back into time. True Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old dice ball hit Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Over You became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Fool and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator. Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy, you can be me, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, out we put them lyrics on the pad, so we work, out it be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said this on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive, 137 shots, that's why I stay sick of freaking high side. From crooks get cops, hip-hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, out we put them lyrics over that, so we work, out it be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, out we put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
Man, I had so much more to talk about that I won't get a chance to talk about, so I will tell you one thing that I can let you know, and that is, if you choose to, you can check out, all three of these have something in common, Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays on WERE 1490 AM at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or the MC Chill Radio Show, which is on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, or Kent and Angelica, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. All of those have the www.newstalkcleveland.com things attached to them. Also, how about Facebook? I am a Superwoman Radio. Or you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And also, like I say, you can check out a Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic or Facebook the Black Man Army Man to Man Program, Melanated Media News, Facebook, and YouTube. With that being said, let me tell you something. That Black on Black Crime, Inc., that's the Facebook page. Website is blackonblackcleveland.com. And for those who say, hey, no matter what, you hung in there, you saw, and got through 2017. Hey, trust me, some rough things will probably hit us all in 2018, but if we've been blessed to make it this far, we'll be able to weather any storm. And with that being said, good old fist bump out to D. Woods and say appreciate you very much. For those who tune in, I appreciate it. And with that being said, we'll see you on verse 2 of our program next week.